Yeah, good morning. Coming to you from somewhere in London, and just on my way to a recording studio to play some guitar with my older brother, and then back home to the West Country. But while I'm here, I just thought I would do a quick update into the last news I had on my younger brother Danny's situation with Atos and DWP. And I haven't heard much news for the last week. What I do know is that Danny's appeal has been not accepted, that's not the right word, is logged, registered, being processed, looked at, something or other, and that in the meantime he's getting a basic rate of ESA, is it? Anyway, he's got money, and he hasn't had a break in funding for his rent and council tax and things like that, so he's still keeping his head above water in that sort of way, I think. I haven't spoken to him directly for a while. I spoke to a solicitor just to get some advice, somebody who was connected to somebody who's connected to somebody at Headway. Was it Headway? No, it might have been Mind. Anyway, I spoke to a solicitor who has experience in helping people claim, actually her expertise is helping people claim compensation following accidents that resulted in brain injury. But generally speaking, she did some research, and she said that she would recommend that if he goes to appeal the DWP decision, that he has legal representation, because that increases the chances. So it's not something I didn't know. But what I did learn from that, what I did learn from that is that the fees for representing typically at such an appeal seem to be around about 375 quid. I sort of put that on hold because, in a way, the first service that she was offering for that money was preparing the appeal and sending it off, which it was a bit late because I'd already done that by the time I rang her. So I can restart this. I don't know what happened there. My alarm went off on the phone. Yes, so I was saying that I'm not sure I need to use the, or not sure where I would use the legal representation right now, since I've already filled in the appeal on Danny's behalf. Anyway, other wider news is that Danny's birth mother, that's our mother, it's a long story, but Danny was fostered, and I was... What was Danny? No, Danny was adopted, and I was fostered, and we have a relationship with our birth mother now, but not a... Danny hasn't got a very close one with her, but she's worked a lot on his behalf to get him services and help since his accident, although from distance, because she lives in London. Anyway, she went down to see him for the first time in a very long time, just last week, and I think it was a really good thing for her and for him, and he knows that she's on his case supporting him, and they talked a lot about, for the first time, I think Danny talked about wanting to find out more about his head injury, and they talked a lot about the kind of catch-22 of self-medicating, making it impossible to do anything about the head injury, and the head injury leading to the self-medicating, and so on. So no real answer, but I think it's great that he knows that he's got somebody else in his corner. So I'm going to update you again if and when I hear some more information on this. But meantime, I've been reading lots of stuff on the Facebook page. Atos Miracles, well worth checking it out. Talk to you later.